Minnesota tourism officials say wildfire smoke and changing conditions are making it difficult to predict impacts during the peak summer travel season. Explore Minnesota External Relations Director Ben Johnson.
The thing that we're hearing from our partners is that there's just a lot of uncertainty right now. So we're really taking it a day or two at a time, and we won't really know the full impact yet. So the fires are there now, but there are a couple of different ways to continue to visit and enjoy Minnesota.
Johnson says outdoor recreation is a major economic driver in northeastern Minnesota.
Outdoor recreation supports more than 6,000 jobs just in the northeast Minnesota area, and that overall has a $1.3 billion annual impact. So this is a really big deal for northeastern Minnesota.
Johnson says the closures are affecting a wide range of businesses that depend on visitors during the busy summer season.
There's certainly a trickle-down effect, and it's not just the people going into the Boundary Waters, but it's the restaurants, the lodging, the outfitters. There's an entire economy built around these, you know, world-class, really, truly unique outdoor recreation opportunities.
Johnson says the hope is that favorable weather will help reduce the long-term impacts on local businesses. Meanwhile, tourism officials are encouraging travelers to return to northeastern Minnesota when conditions allow. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.